Good morning. I love your singing.
早晨好，我爱大家刚才唱的诗歌。
We may not be many people, but praises to the Lord is always great and brings a lot of joy.
他说，尽管我们今天没有很多人，但是我们对上帝的爱，祷告会带来更多的快乐。
This has been a busy 30 days for my family.
他说，我的家庭在过去的30天里面非常忙。
We have been part of 5 graduations, 3 from college and 2 from high school.
他说他家有五个小孩，三个是大学毕业，两个是高中毕业。
So I've heard a lot of challenges to graduates.
然后他说他听到很多关于这个毕业生的有挑战的事情。
So it's good for me to be able to present a challenge from God's word to you today.
所以我今天要把这些挑战呢，通过上帝的话语来传讲给大家。
Let me ask you a quick question.
我现在来问大家一个很简单的、很快的问题。
If you had 3 wishes for something to happen in your life immediately, what would they be?
他说，如果你可以在你的生活中，有三个愿望的话，你会有造出哪三个愿望来？
It might be concerning family, illness. It might be concerning vacations. It might be concerning many different things.
他说：“你们大家的愿望可能关系到家庭，关系到健康，关系到很多方面。”
Sometimes those things that we desire and we wish would happen in our lives, we never talk very much about.
有时候我们心里在想的愿望吧，不会跟其他人去讲很多。
But as we look at the scriptures, we see that as Christians, we have a privilege, an awesome privilege, to come to God and to ask Him anything.
他说我们今天的经文告诉我们，我们作为基督徒，我们可以向我们上帝要求提出任何愿望。
Many times God's answers are immediate, sometimes it's wait.
有时候呢，上帝听了我们的祈求就会立刻满足我们，有时候呢要让我们等一段时间。
But we can say again this morning that God's timing and God's ways are perfect.
但是我们今天还是知道，上帝有他的时间，他的时间规定都是最完美的。
In the passage of scripture that we read this morning, the Apostle Paul provides us an excellent model for praying.
今天我们念到的经文里面，保罗给我们提了很好的榜样。
As a matter of fact, Paul gives 3 simple little requests in this passage of scripture as well.
今天的经文里面，保罗实际上提了三个方面的事情。
Let's look at these principles very quickly this morning.
我们现在很快地来看一下这三个方面。
The first is to let Jesus rule my life through the power of the Holy Spirit.
第一个呢，他讲到让上帝来主管我们的生活。
I don't know about you, but that's a desire of my heart that the Holy Spirit would direct and control all that I do and say.
我不知道大家怎么样。他说，对这个 Pastor J 来讲，他就是这样的，把上帝来完全控制他的生活，主管他。
Paul simply prays that he may be strengthened through the power of the Spirit living in him.
保罗呢就直接在祷告，要让圣灵充满他。
Brothers and sisters, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is very important in our Christian life as well.
大家应该知道，这个让圣灵充满我们的生活，对我们来讲是非常非常重要的。
Living in the Spirit, with the Spirit directing our lives, is the only guarantee of true and lasting joy.
生活在圣灵里面，让圣灵充满我们的生活，这是我们唯一所能得到的。
I'm sure as you have studied the book of Acts, you have discovered that again and again, that it was the power of the Holy Spirit that directed Peter and John and Paul and others mentioned in the book of Acts.
如果我们学了圣经，我们知道这个圣经充满圣灵充满这些使徒都是有很多故事在里面。
The power of the Holy Spirit directing them is the same power of the Holy Spirit directing us as well.
圣灵充满他们，同样也可以充满我们。
I mentioned to you a moment ago that I've been part of 5 graduations with grandchildren or children in the last 30 days.
他说我刚才告诉过大家，过去30天里面我参加了5次。我的孙子孙女或者小孩们的那个毕业典礼。
One of my granddaughters has had a decision to make as to which of four different colleges that she's been accepted to that she would attend.
其中一个孙女呢，她面临的选择是有四个大学录取她，她要选一个哪一个最适合她。
In talking to her, she mentioned positive facts about each of the colleges that were possibilities.
她说我在跟她谈起这个事情的时候，她把每一个学校的好的地方都讲了一遍。
And then she made a final decision, and I asked her, what was the single most important thing in you making that decision?
然后她最后选了一个学校，那这个 Pastor J 就问她，是什么因素使你选择了这个学校呢？
My granddaughter said, God told me that that was the one.
然后她的孙女就说，这是上帝告诉我选这个。
The power of the Spirit in our lives, when we pray and we ask, we need to expect that God will answer.
当我们在祷告的时候，圣灵充满我们，圣灵的力量就会告诉我们怎么做。
Paul also adds in his prayer here that Christ might dwell in us.
然后保罗在这里祷告又讲到，圣灵要驻扎在我们心里。
The word dwell is a very interesting word.
这个英文字母里面这个驻扎是一个很有意思的 word.
It means to live permanently, not temporary residence.It's a full-time presence of the Holy Spirit living in our lives.
这个词的意思就是说永久的、长远的驻扎在这个一个地方，成为就是一个永远的事情。
There's a little book that's been written entitled My Heart, Christ's Home.
有一本小册子叫我的心在圣灵里面。
The book talks about every area of our life and Christ living in our lives.
这本小册子谈到我们生活的各个方面，圣灵如何驻扎在我们生活中。
Let me ask you another question that you need not respond to this morning, but what would you do at your home if Jesus called you up and said, I'm coming to stay and live with you?
他说我现在问大家一个问题，你们不需要马上回答。说如果圣灵说我要到你家里来和你住在一起，那你会怎么样反应？
It's a rather interesting thought to think that maybe, just possibly, if Jesus was to do that, what things would we change as a result of him coming to live with us?
也就是说，如果耶稣真的来和我们住在一起，我们的生活会有什么样的改变？我们自己会有什么改变？
Now, I know that the Holy Spirit is living in us and that our bodies are his temple and we are to care for it, we're to provide for it, we're to honor what God does as he lives in our lives.
我们知道我们的身体是圣殿 是耶稣驻扎在我们这里我们会有什么改变呢
But take for a minute, I was thinking if Jesus was to come to our house and to live with us over the next few weeks and months, what things would I change at our home?
他说如果我们真的知道耶稣要到我们家来住一段时间住几个礼拜的话我们会改变一些什么东西呢来迎接他呢
I asked myself the question, are there books, are there magazines, are there movies that I watch that I would change and not do anymore?
他就说他自己的话就会把家里原来在看的一些书啊杂志电视电影会改变就不再去看他们了
Are there any things on the shelves of my home that I would take off?
我家里的那个隔板上或者储藏的那些东西，是不是把有的东西把它拿走
？What about my closets? Are there any things in my closets that I would not want Jesus to see?
他说我的壁橱里面是不是会有些东西不想让耶稣看到，我要把它拿走
？Jesus wants to live in our hearts and lives, and he wants all of our being to be filled with the Spirit in order that Jesus can be seen to those who come to visit us.
耶稣希望我们的生活充满了圣灵，充满了他的一切。
Jesus lives and his Holy Spirit is empowering us, is dwelling within us.
上帝的圣灵就充满了我们，他完完全全的驻扎在我们里面。
So the first sign that we see of Paul's prayer, he prays that our lives would be filled with the presence of God.
所以保罗第一个要求他祈祷的是让圣灵完完全全地充满了我们，在我们生活中。
Next, that our lives that we would share the love of Christ wherever we are.
然后下一个呢，就是说我们要分享上帝对我们的爱。
When the Holy Spirit fills our lives, it reminds me of a little chorus I learned as a kid.
我在小的时候就学到了圣灵充满我们给我们的爱。
My cup's full and running over, since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be.
然后说他我的那个杯子就一直充满了圣灵，完全就是这样。
When we are rooted and grounded in Christ and His Holy Spirit lives in us, then we want to share that love with all who are around us.
当我们的福杯满溢的时候，我们希望就分享给任何我们身边的人。
I read a very interesting illustration of a young man that was dating a late young lady and wanted to ask her to marry him.
然后我就想起一个故事，一个年轻人遇见那个女孩子，就跟她约会，然后要求这女孩子嫁给他。
So he arranged a very unique way to do it.
然后他对这个求婚呢，安排了一个非常特别的场景。
He had an airplane rented that would carry a sign on the back of it and fly over a park where they were walking through at a certain time.
然后他们有一天在约会的时候，在雇了一架飞机，然后从上面呢放下一个条棚来，就是从这公园上面走过。
It's interesting that on the sign were these words.
然后很有意思的是，他这个飞机上面拉下了一根条子，上面是这样写的
：Judy, I love you, and will you marry me?
我说这个女的叫 Judy， 她说 Judy， 我爱你，你能不能嫁给我？
She was asked if she accepted his proposal.
然后就问这个Judy 能不能接受他的求婚。
Her response was, "How can you say no to that type of an approach?"
然后这个女的就说，你这样来向我求婚，我怎么可能说拒绝你呢？
I think of it in the same manner. How can we say no to the love of Christ that wants to dwell and fill our lives?
对，他说，我们如何对待耶稣说爱我们要住在我们心里？我们如何回答呢？我们不可能回答 no， 对不对？
Paul prays that we would have an intimate love relationship with Christ.
然后保罗就说，我们马上就会跟耶稣有一个很亲密的关系。
And that we would experience His love in all that we do.
我们就会感受到他对我们全心全意的爱。
Jesus went to great lengths to get our attention, didn't he?
然后耶稣，他把他所有的注意力都集中在我们身上。
He died on the cross to forgive us of our sins, to say, I love you.
他死在十字架上为了我们的罪而死，他说他爱我们。
And I will never fail you.
然后他永远不会就是使我们失败。
Someone has made this statement that I think is appropriate for us this morning.
他说有人说了这样一句话，我觉得今天早上我来分享很合适。
No one can be apathetic in the face of God's love.
在上帝的这个爱里面，没人可以避免。
It is the most powerful force there is.
这是最有力的，最强有力的爱。
When I think of His love, there's nothing that moves me more.
当我想起上帝对我们的爱，我觉得世界上没有任何东西能够更感动我了。
So he prayed that our hearts and our lives would be filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们在祈求祷告，就是让所有的圣灵充满我们的时候。
That we would be intimately in love with Jesus.
我们就会立刻就和耶稣相爱。
And he also prayed that we would know the very best in our lives that God has for us.
然后我们会祈求耶稣给我们生活带来最美好的东西。
And that we would never, never settle for less than the very best.
然后我们永远就不会得到更少的祝福。
Paul highlights that God wants to bless us in ways that we can't even comprehend.
就是保罗呢，就描述了上帝对我们的爱，我们根本就无法想象。
My prayer is that we would come to realize day after day how much He loves us.
我在这里祷告，耶稣给我们的爱一天比一天多，永永远远。
That we would be filled to the fullness of God.
我们就会心里充满了耶稣。
God can do more than we ask or think or even begin to imagine.
上帝能够给我们的远远超出我们的想象。
Will you be a person who lives self-centered, or will you live by God's standards that He has for you?
他说我们大家要生活在以自我为中心的，还是生活在以耶稣为我们的救主？
This is exactly what God can accomplish in our lives.
这是上帝能够完全控制我们生活的一个方面。
I pray that God's grace will be sufficient and meet us in all of these ways as well.
他说我在这里祷告上帝的慈爱恩惠永远在降临在我们这里。
Let me conclude with this story.
我们今天来总结一下。
In 1928, there was a group of men who were very successful financial men who gathered together.
1928年的时候，有一个人他从经济财务上非常成功。
They met in Chicago for a very important conference.
他到芝加哥去开了一个很重要的会议。
All of these men together probably had more wealth at that time than even the United States Treasury.
那个大会上都是富人，他们的财富可能比整个美国当时还要多。
Let me mention who was in attendance.
然后他说，我来提一下谁是那些参加会议的人。
The president of the largest utility company was there.
当时美国最大的那个公共电力公司的一个总裁在那里。
The greatest wheat spectator was there.
然后那里有一个最大的这个投机公司在那里。
The president of the New York Stock Exchange was present.
然后纽约的股票市场的经理人也在那里。
A member of the president's cabinet.
然后还有那个总统当时内阁的一个成员也在里面。
Someone who was known as the greatest bear in Wall Street.
然后当时有人形容他这个出席会议的人是华尔街上面就是最赚钱的一个人。
The president of the Bank of International Settlements was present.
国际清算银行的总裁也在那里。
And the head of the world's greatest monopoly.
然后这个国际清算银行在当时是世界上最大一个独裁，就是一个叫什么垄断的银行。
Collectively, these men controlled more wealth than there was in the United States Treasury, as I've already mentioned.
所以这些人的财富加在一起，就超过了美国财政部所能控制的财富。
And for years, newspapers and magazines would print about the successful stories of these men.
然后报纸、杂志长久以来就登载了这些人成功的故事。
25 years later, listen to what happened to these same men.
25年之后，我们再来看一看这些成功的人怎么样了。
Tell me if you would like to have the things that turned out in their life.
告诉我你们想不想像他的生活这么变化。
The president of the largest independent steel company.
那个最大的钢铁公司的总裁。
Charles Schwab lived on borrowed money the last 5 years of his life and died broke.
这个人他生命的最后五年就生活在穷苦当中，乞讨为生。
The greatest wheat speculator.
那个最大的这个投机市场的那个人。
Died overseas insolvent.
然后在海外死去，穷困的死去。
The president of the New York Stock Exchange,
那个纽约股票市场的总裁
served a term in prison.
然后在监狱里面坐牢。
The member of the president's cabinet was pardoned from prison so that he could die at home.
然后这个总统内阁那个成员从监狱里面给特赦出来，这样他可以死在家里，不至于死在监狱。
The greatest bear on Wall Street.
那个挖一些这个赚最多钱的那个人
committed suicide
自杀了。
The president of the Bank of International Settlements
那个国际清算银行的那个总裁
committed suicide
也自杀了。
The head of the world's greatest monopoly committed suicide
然后世界上最大的那个垄断公司那个人也自杀了。
All of these men learned how to make money
所以这些人他们都知道怎么样赚钱。
But not one of them learned how to live.
但他们没有一个人知道怎么样活得好。
Here's the bottom line, brothers and sisters.
这里是一个底线，弟兄们。
More important than what we do with our lives is what we become in our living.
说我们在生活当中更重要的不是赚钱，而是怎么样生活。
Who will I become is the major question this morning.
我们大家想要成为一个什么样的人，是我们今天早晨的考虑。
Will I let Christ rule my life?
我们是不是要让耶稣充满我们的心灵呢？
Will I be a person rooted and established in the love of Christ?
我们是不是要成为一个耶稣所爱的这样的一个人呢？
Will I be the kind of person who sees God-sized possibilities?
我们是不是要看成为一个人能够看到上帝的卓越之爱？
God help us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to love Him with all of our heart, and to experience the very best.
上帝爱我们，使我们明白他的爱，存在我们当中。
Amen.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。